Omarosa.
Yeah.
All-Star Celebrity Apprentice, Omarosa.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Good to talk to you again.
What? Omarosa in the building.
Hey, Omarosa.
Hey, let me just say congratulations on everything. And, you know, I want to say sorry for your loss to Michael Clark Duncan. He was a friend of mine, and he was an awesome guy.
Yeah, incredible human being. I miss him so much.
I know you do. And we have seen you handle controversy just with, you know, on TV and other situations with such just grace and femininity. So we just keep you uplifted in our thoughts and prayers with all of that, girl. But you are on All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. It comes on Sundays. You already jumping it off. You and Dennis Rodman, y'all were getting on his nerves this week. What are you? Okay, what is all that? Yes, I am being funny. Mm-hmm. What is all of that look like in person? Dennis Rodman, you got the earrings going on, you got the...
I have Dennis Rodman and LaToya Jackson. It's like a, you know, a circus. It's crazy. She's, you know, she's loony. Oh. And then he's Dennis, so it's wow. And we're all the black people are on the same team. Oh. So that's even crazy.
Because LaToya Jackson to me always looks like she's in the middle of a wardrobe chain. She's a fireman slash nurse slash
warrior princess.
I'm on good ship Lollipop. Like, what's going on?
You know what, though? You know, I didn't know how to deal with her. I didn't know how to treat her, whether she was a sister or a little white woman. You know, I was confused. So
what is her true personality like?
I didn't know how to step to her. It was hard to step to her because, you know, with sisters, you can be like, girl, this is crazy. But LaToya didn't think she's a sister, so it was really hard to know how to deal with her.
Oh, she don't?
No. I was like, all of us black women got to stick together. She was like, I am not black. I'm Indian and something else.
Indian?
And I was like, okay.
Girl, we didn't see both your mama and your daddy. Okay. You an African-American Negro.
As possible. So, like, when you saw the celebrity lineup, was there anybody that you was, like, super excited about and anybody that you was like, oh, man, really?
Well, when I did see that Piers Morgan was coming back, the judge, I was a little nervous because, you know, he's obsessed with me. So, and Sunday he just kept coming for me. And I promise y'all, if he was not on the other side as a judge, I would have just kicked his ass. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Oh, wow.
It would have been another situation.
So we're talking to Omarosa. So let me ask you this, because this is one of the times when Celebrity Apprentice, and Gary, you can attest to this, heated up the most. When, and you can't say, oh no, you got to give an answer. You promise to give an answer?
I'll give an answer.
Okay.
You know me.
So between Star Jones and NeNe, when they were going head to head, who did you side with if you had to side with one of them?
Okay, first and foremost, they're both my friends. That's number one.
Right.
But NeNe has about 7 inches, 8 inches on Star. So my money would have went with NeNe.
Oh, all right. So, Omarosa, so who do you like and who you don't like on the show? Because, I mean, you know, I know they brought you back because you're definitely the diva of the show. You know, I've always liked and you, honey.
Hey,
but
Gary.
Hey.
You acting like you. We wasn't just texting each other. Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Right.
Damn, Gary, you got everybody's phone number.
Well, me and Ms. Omarosa, we good Judies.
Damn.
So, Omarosa, who you like, Omarosa, and who you don't like on the show?
Okay, I was really surprised because y'all know I don't believe in black-on-black crime. But I was surprised that LaToya kept coming for me. She said to me on the first day, oh, since Michael died, you have such a big advantage. I was like, what? Are you serious?
Since Michael died?
So Michael Clark.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh,
she was really going there.
Why
and
could
I was,
she say
that? I was surprised, but you know what? NeNe warned me that she was conniving. Star said that she was cuckoo. You know, Dion said she was nuts. So I didn't know that she would go there.
And you could have turned around and said the same thing.
So what do you think she meant by that?
Well, yeah, you know what? The season she was on, she was selling Michael Jackson T-shirts and auctioning them and hawking anything Michael Jackson. I didn't do that because I truly, truly came there to win money for Michael Clark Duncan's charity, and I didn't
need to
utilize his death to do that. I could just use my intellect. But since LaToya wasn't armed with any kind of intellect, she had to just hawk his T-shirts. So
and she was hawking Michael Jackson T-shirts?
Well, yeah,
no,
when she
seriously,
was
on her show. So I think that's how she was thinking. And it was sad because, you know, I wanted to like her. I really did.
Wow. Oh, man.
Well,
I really did.
Friend of the morning show. You wear so many titles. Omarosa, actor, actress, reality star. Go on and add it.
Pastor.
Author, pastor.
Y'all need to come to my church. I love when Ricky does his stand-up about church comedy because it covers my whole congregation.
Omarosa, what city are you originally from?
I'm originally from Youngstown, Ohio.
I tell you what, I got a new DVD that I'm going to be doing this fall. I'm going to lay out all the church stuff. I'm talking about even the offering and attendance banner.
Well, Omarosa, we look forward to seeing you. All-Star Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
Airs 9 on Sundays on NBC. Our hats out to you. Keep holding it down, not just for the sisters, but women working hard at large, girl. We see you. We watch
and
you.
And I'm playing for Michael Clark Duncan's charity, so please tune in Sunday because I'm project manager.
That is so proud of you. Thank you for being a friend. And you know you've been down with us from day one. Thank you, Omarosa.
Yes. Bye, guys. Bye.